This is A to Z. An introduction into an Islamic lifestyle. Today's lesson, relationship between parents and children. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. In today's lessons, we will be talking about the relationship between parents and children. In the Islamic lifestyle, you realize that there are so many things that are being expected of a parent or of a child upon the other party. A child is expected to treat their parent with respect. A child is expected to treat their parent with a little bit more respect and more understanding. And the same also is expected from a parent towards their child. Now, we want to talk about a few mistakes that have been realized, that we realize or we gain, that have been studied or have been seen from parents doing it upon their children. You see, parents are trying their best to upbring their kid in a good manner, to make them good people, to make them good personalities in the future. So a parent is trying his best, but still, as the parent is trying to bring up the kid, you'll realize that they're doing a few mistakes in their lives that will make his results not be the same results as he needed, as he's looking up to. That will destroy the results. He's trying his best to make sure that the kid becomes a good person in future, becomes a good leader maybe, a good person in the society and such like things. But in the end, they end up doing a few mistakes. So what are some of these mistakes? I will state one amongst them. It might be possible that some will put all the blame on the parents alone because of the fact that they have much experience in life and they were expected to be forgiven and possesses a wider heart and mind and more understanding to life than the kid does. So based on this, we will not forgive children, upholding blames on them. However, because the responsibility of parents are great, we will look into the mistakes of parents only for now, which if it is treated well, if it is put in a good manner and we look at it in a good manner, we will realize that the gap between children and parents will be filled. Now, it's upon us to realize, to know that whatever we see from a kid, whether it's a mistake, whether it's a good deed, Sometimes, or most of the times, this particular deed the kid is doing or the kid has just done is a result of the upbringing of the parents of that particular kid, of the guide of that particular kid. What we need to understand is that it's not just from the parent side, but it could also be from the child side. Now, we'll get back to see or to know more about the few mistakes that a parent does while he or she is trying to upbring their kid. Stay tuned, don't be far from us.
IRIB English Radio. Our website is parstoday.com.
You can email us at englishradio@irib.ir. La ilaha illallah.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio, and this is A to Z. We are talking about the relationship between a child and a parent, the relationship between children and parents. Now, some parents treat their children very harshly, the way they were treated by their parents, as if they inherited this harshness. You see, a parent may be treating their kid or their child in a way that he or she was treated before with his parents or with her parents. This is not what we're expecting. This is not what is expected in Islam. Islam states that you should treat your kid according to the times that the child is living, not according to the times that you lived or the time that your parents lived. So some parents treat their children very harshly. Here, we are not going to discuss this matter and study the effect of our relationship for the future of the family's relationship. Rather, we want to tell these parents who are fond of dealing with such negative relationship that remember the effect and your hatred on harsh treatment your parents used to do on you. The first thing you should have in your mind is that you should remember, when my parents brought me up, they used to be harsh on me. What did that do to me? It really destroyed me from inside. It destroyed my confidence. It made me less confident than I am. Maybe I would have been more confident in the future or in my life if they would have treated me with a little bit of some kindness and not the harsh treatment. So how can a father who lived in such a harsh condition and treatment feel good to see his son in such a situation? Is it good for a father to always shout and beat his children for a minor mistake? And you know, like to be talking in a wild and horrible voice in the house as if he is a small executioner? So we need to check on how we treat our children and reduce the harshness on how we're treating them. And in the end, we definitely are going to get good results. Thank you so much for listening. Fi amanillah. Bye.